I've been waiting for this moment for almost 10 months now. My baby is almost here. And by the time you listen to this, maybe she will already be in my arms. You know, I've been preparing the podcast for when I will be out on maternity leave. I have a couple hosts who are going to take over. So this episode is about updating you on some things I've learned about being pregnant and to introduce you to those hosts. This is the Women Offshore Podcast. I'm your host, Ali Cedeno, a mariner and founder of Women Offshore. Women Offshore is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting a diverse workforce on the water. Women Offshore is a part of the Oil and Gas Global Network. Thank you to OGGN for supporting this show. We would not be what we are today, having the reach that we do with these episodes, without OGGN's support. The nursery is ready, my bags are packed, and my checklist is complete. I am ready to get to the hospital, ready to get this baby out of me. Pregnancy in the last trimester has been rough, to say the least. I don't think I could have been offshore for this last trimester, and that was never my plan. But just want to say that I have been full of complaints, so many symptoms all at once during this third trimester, from my toes on up to my nose. It's just a lot to deal with. And there are several women in our community who are also pregnant. I want to say congratulations to all of you. It's been great seeing the updates and hearing about your excitement for this new part of your life. And for those who are thinking about having a family or have struggled to have a family, my heart goes out to you as well. It's not easy, especially if you're trying to balance this career that we love so much with family planning. If you have any questions about what it takes, what are some companies to work for that provide great maternity benefits, please reach out. We have some recommendations for you based on what we know within our network. We want to make sure that you're at a company that supports your career ambitions and also respects that you want to have a family. Today with me are two ladies from Women Offshore who are going to be taking over the podcast for the next couple months. I'm grateful to both of them. You know, Women Offshore is my baby, right? Not my physical baby that's inside me. My pride and joy, something I've worked so hard on for the last 5 years, and this podcast has been a huge part of that. I love, absolutely love interviewing women from our community, hearing from listeners, especially young women who have found these episodes so valuable to their careers, and they have absorbed the lessons learned in the episodes. It's hard for me to walk away, even with this baby coming any day now. But everyone deserves a break. So Christine McMillan, who's our programs coordinator at Women Offshore, and April Killian, who is a volunteer within our organization, have both stepped up to take on the role as host while I'm gone. They've split the episodes together, and they each offer a very unique point of view and will be giving you new content so that this podcast can continue. So I'd like to introduce them now. Welcome, Christine. Welcome, April. Well, I know you've both been a part of Women Offshore and you've both been on this podcast before. For those who do not know you, or maybe they just need a reminder, tell us about who you are. Christine, why don't you go first?
Hi, Ali. I'm Christine McMillan, and I am the programs coordinator here at Women Offshore. I have a background in the maritime industry, graduating from the Merchant Marine Academy and sailing for 8 years and upgrading my license to chief mate. And I came ashore in 2017 to start a family, and I have been working with Women Offshore for the last 7 months now, and so excited to be a part of this wonderful group of ladies.
Thanks, Christine. And April, please share your backgrounds.
Sure. So my name is April. As you said, I am a licensed deck officer and a U.S. Merchant Marine Academy graduate. I am currently a Reserve Coast Guard officer, and I'm a mom to 4 kids.
So to me, this is a lot of responsibility, taking over a weekly show. It has been a marathon and something that I find difficult to maintain at times, especially with a seagoing career and a busy home life. Why do you want to take over as host? What's motivating you?
Well, a lot of reasons, actually. One, I love the opportunities and the adventure that the maritime industry and life at sea provides. And I love seeing other women accomplishing their goals within the industry. And I like to learn from, you know, their challenges, their struggles, their successes. I also like that we can share those stories in order to better us and the industry.
Thanks, April. And what about you, Christine?
I am really excited to start podcasting because I think it's a great way for me to network with our community and to spread the good news of what we're doing and to educate more people on our initiatives and what we have going on.
So I'd love to know about what you're working on, and I'm sure the audience does too. Can you each give us a teaser or run us through how the process has been going to prepare for your episodes?
Yeah, I'm really trying to touch on the human element within shipping. It's something that I'm passionate about, of exploring kind of the missing link of what makes ships go. And we haven't really talked about, you know, crew welfare and all of the factors that play into the human lives that are delivering our goods on a daily basis.
Thanks, Christine. And what about you, April?
Yeah, Ali, I've reached out to some really amazing women that work in the industry, and I'm really looking forward to sharing their stories and experiences with everyone. And I'm really looking forward to being able to share a different viewpoint because, of course, of my background in the Coast Guard.
Thank you both ladies so much. I can't thank you enough for giving me this opportunity to step away so I can spend some quality time with my baby and not worry about the podcast. I know it's in good hands with both of you at the helm, and I look forward to listening to your episodes over the next couple months and then getting back into it with some great content as well for our listeners. So to everyone listening, goodbye for now. I hope to see you at our conference in October, and around that time, I'll start podcasting again.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast. What did you think of the show? Leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Additionally, if you want to propel Women Offshore forward, please visit womenoffshore.org or womenoffshore.shop, make a donation, or purchase some swag. Until next time, stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you soon.